Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling in. I have a question for you, CJ. Do you think that presidential electors should be picked in an election or by the legislature?
In an election.
Great. No, thank you. Yeah. So give us your comments today, CJ. That's excellent. I agree with you, and I'm glad to see bipartisan support for that. So what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Matt, we're living in a Democrat world. Another record at the pump, day after day, another record. Now J.P. Morgan said, get ready for $6 a gallon gas. And now I'm hearing your own callers call and complain about the gas prices. Isn't that shocking? You know, every policy this president, the Hunter Biden administration, foreign and domestic, they were warned about these policies they were trying to implement. On day one, Hunter Biden administration attacked our energy independence. And, you know, not to mention inflation, dumping more money, printing money day after day. And even now, we aren't going to need anything else because all Republicans and independents and even some smart Democrats like former Democrat Elon Musk is going to vote Republican because he says your party is a party of hate and division. And that's pretty much being proven. And really, all we have to do is look at the performance of the Hunter Biden, Kamala, do-nothing Harris, vice president administration, and look at their results. We are living in a disaster, whether it's foreign policy with Afghanistan losing 13 soldiers or Ukraine. Never would have happened if Biden wouldn't have destroyed the Ukraine by the way he left, and now there's starvation over there, and it's going on in Ukraine and Afghanistan, and he did it in Afghanistan. There's starvation he left behind there. So I don't understand. Now they're trying to find someone else to run in 2024, but 2022, the red wave is coming, and it's only due to the performance of the Democrats and their party. So I don't know what else is left to say. Now he can't even get baby formula. Matt, isn't this administration is now, in less than 2 years, worse than the previous poor Democrat performance? We're not safe with a Democrat in the White House, period. End of story, and help is on its way in November.
Well, here's the deal. When you say the last four, Bill Clinton was one of the greatest presidents of the 20th century. So, I mean, you know, he not only balanced the budget, there was a surplus. He pushed through the Irish peace accords, the Dayton Accords for Bosnia and Serbia. He was a great president. But putting all that aside, you know, you always say the Hunter Biden administration. That's like saying the Billy Carter administration, the Roger Clinton administration, or the Neil Bush administration. Every one of those presidents had a relative who was up to some shenanigans. The truth is, nobody in this country, none of our ancestors came here because we were doing well in the old world, made a lot of money, and were respected. Everybody in this country can look back in his ancestry and probably find a few horse thieves, okay? The point is, you cannot pick your relatives. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives. So it's not the Hunter Biden administration. But secondly, on the economic thing, economic attacks against the incumbent by the other party are very old. And the Democrats do it, the Republicans do it. But here is, let's cut through this. One, inflation right now is worldwide. This is not just the United States. And it's a complex series of things. It's the Russian invasion, the sanctions against Russia, the supply chain, COVID, all of that diminished production in a lot of places. And it's also increased wages. I happen, you know, when wages go up, companies raise their prices. I happen to like increased wages. In other words, people used to say, oh, we need 15 an hour. Now people are taking it for granted. You start people at 15 an hour. Truck drivers at Walmart are starting 110 grand a year. I like that. Now, when it comes out to the other things that you talked about, Afghanistan, we've been there 20 years. John McCain said we should be there 100 years. I disagree. When Biden announced he was getting out, Trump said we was going to get out May 1. Biden extended that to August 1 and then September 1. And he did his best getting out. They have a corrupt and pathological culture. Look how they treat their women. That's not Biden's fault. That's jihad's fault. You cannot save a jihadist country from jihad. And they come to the United States and they inflict jihad here also. And in Europe, we got to stop that, CJ. We got to stop that. That's not Biden's fault. And frankly, the West's fault for letting jihad in is what it is. Ukraine, you know, the signal that came was Trump said he was going to withdraw us from NATO. He was servile to Putin. He said he trusted Putin, not our own CIA and FBI. So things are a lot better now, and we have a steady hand at the wheel. You're always welcome to call in. Thank you for calling in. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. Just in response to CJ, you know, gas prices are high because there's 9,000 unused oil leases on federal land. That's why gas prices are high. That's the number one driver. They refuse to pump and have production because it inflates their profits because of greed. Now, in terms of his party, they're completely corrupt. I mean, look at Madison Cawthorn. All of the crazy off-the-wall stuff isn't what brought him down. What brought him down and why he lost his election as an incumbent is he let people know about their cocaine-fueled orgies with the congressmen and the senators, which is really kind of a gross spot when you think a lot of these people are in their 60s to 80s, right? But look at some of these other states. You know, we have Mastriano. He is a retired colonel or something from the military. He was involved with January 6th. You guys are governor. And he said if the last election, this person, the last election,
he went to a QAnon conference. He's QAnon, not just January 6th. Yeah. The guy is nuts. I mean, he really is nuts, Robert.
Yeah, so if he gets in there in the next election and it's close, what do you think that guy's going to do? These people don't believe in democracy. So as bad as things are, I don't think the American people are going to fall for it. Most of us still believe in democracy. These guys are crazy. They're terrorists.
Right. I hope you're right. I agree we all believe in democracy. I hope we have the guts to stand up. Robert, thanks for calling in. Next in line, Jean of Eau Claire. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
What a way to wake up in the morning. Oh, my gosh. You know, but I guess that's reality now when we got propaganda flying all over the place, and thank goodness for your show. It's alarming to hear CJ talk like that. You know, I feel really bad for CJ. I feel like, unfortunately, I hope he goes to school, or I hope he gets deprogrammed. I think he's listening to too many nonstop lies. And if you ever notice, not CJ, but when you're listening to the propaganda, they'll repeat the lie three times. They do it so that it sticks in your head. They do that kind of programming, you know, like with helping people with their memories and stuff. They'll say it three times. Trump would do it every time at his rallies. And Trump would say, we. I never seen a president that tweeted people, you know, and think of people eating. I'll never forget that Saturday Night Live when all of a sudden tweet, and here people would be getting a tweet from the President of the United States. Oh, my God, the President tweeted me. Just think if people got tweets from the United States. They felt loved. They felt like this guy really cared about him. Ooh, the President loves me. And then he didn't care at all. And he had a friend, you know, that guy that has that, would talk late night at him, would speak with Trump late night, black hair, you know, he had a large nose, you know, he's kind of profane, but he cleaned it up. He said, you know, he said he hated Trump voters because Trump couldn't stand them. Trump wouldn't go to their house. Trump wouldn't have anything to do with them. Trump's just using them, and he hated them because they just believed all the stuff Trump was saying to them. And, you know, I thought, right on. If those people really knew what Trump thought about them, the way that he treated them in our country, the way he treated us.
Right. No, I think you're onto something. In other words, Trump gives this impression that, you know, he's for you and he's for the little guy. Look what he did at Trump University. He defrauded, you know, single moms of all their life savings. He had to pay $90 million. Trump does not care about anybody except Trump, not anybody but Trump. And so you really put your finger on something, Gene, as you always have. Thank you for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Well, good morning, Matt. Your caller's just said about it all. Nice call, Jeannie. And hey, I'll have to make this quick, I think, but absentee ballots should be counted before the polls close. Also, we should have drop boxes. And really, if you look at it, mail-in voting would really be cool. But the GOP doesn't want any of that. And what are you going to investigate the election now for 2 years? So what Voss and Gableman is doing criminal at best. CJ has to remember one thing. We are at war. Russia is our enemy. They put a lot of oil in the world market. And also Saudi Arabia has some fault in all this. They're supposed to be on our side, but they really are not. And other than that, everything's been said. That's why listening to your show, your colors are so awesome. So I'll let you go to break here, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Paul. Thank you. And I'll tell you what, you're right about the impact of worldwide events on inflation and on oil. Biden called up the head guy in Saudi Arabia and said, would you start pumping again? He wouldn't even take his call, but he gave $2 billion to Jared Kushner. The Saudis were in bed with Trump. And then when Trump got beaten, they are basically doing Trump's work and stiffing the United States. But, you know, they got to remember something. We are giving them weapons and we are supporting them in the war against proxy war against Iran and Yemen. They are very vulnerable. Right now, we need them to join the Abraham Accords. We need all Muslim countries to do that. And we have to have a robust foreign policy with that area of the world. And I think that Trump didn't do it. And I think that Biden is doing it. Thanks for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.